In the novel, The Lost Years of Merlin, a boy called Emrys wakes up on a shore next to the woman called Bronwyn. For 6 years, Bronwyn raises Emrys and teaches him her arts of healing until Emrys discovers that he has his own magical powers. All the time he spent with Bronwyn, Emrys knew that his true name was something different and that the place he lived was not his true home. After finding out that he has magic, Emrys sets out on a journey to find where he truly belonged and what his true name was. The ordinary world that Emrys had come to know was a small village that he and Bronwyn had lived in for the past years. He had to stay away from other people who thought that Bronwyn was a witch, but nonetheless, that was the world that Emrys had grown accustomed to. Emrys's call to adventure was when he discovered his powers. At first, there were little things like being able to predict what was about to happen, but then he began to do more and more remarkable things. Refusal of the call. The first time Emrys ever used his powers for something big, he saved Bronwyn's life, but lost his own sight. Afterwards, Emrys rejected his own powers, refusing to use them out of fear of what they could do. Emrys's mentor was not a person, but rather his power. After losing his sight, Emrys soon realized that he had the gift of second sight, meaning that he could see without his eyes. This led him through his journey. When he found his second sight, Emrys crossed the threshold by leaving the life that he had knew along with Bronwyn, beginning his journey to his true home and true name. Emrys encounters many tests and allies on his journey. The first ally he came to know was a girl his age, Rhea, and then soon after, a Merlin that he named Trouble and a small giant by the name of Shim. Many of Emrys' enemies and tests went hand in hand, the race and goblin that he came across on his way to the final test. Emrys was determined not to end his journey empty-handed. His approach at first was to leave, thinking that the answers to his questions were elsewhere, but then ended up rejoining Rhea in her own quest to save her homeland from the Blight, the Ordeal. Not long after the two of them set off together with Shim, they were separated when Emrys was captured by the goblin. To save Emrys, Rhea took his place as their captive. Emrys hurried on his way to the Shrouded Castle where the evil king as well as Rhea were. After saving Rhea, Emrys came face to face with Shangmar, the king of the land, as well as his own father. After a difficult battle, Emrys was rewarded by winning, sending away the evil that possessed the king and saving most of his friends' lives. On the road back, Emrys had just one problem, getting out of the castle alive. In the resurrection, the Shrouded Castle was on the verge of collapsing. Thankfully, Shim grew to his normal giant size and he helped the small group of people escape. When returning back to the land, Emrys found that his memories had been returned and that he had many friends.